Greetings, I'm Pastor Richard Davenport. Our gospel reading for today is from the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 10, verses 13 through 31. And they were bringing children to Jesus that he might touch them. And the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." And he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands on them. And as he was setting out on his journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and mother." And he said to him, "Teacher, all these I have kept from my youth." And Jesus, looking at him, loved him, and said to him, "You lack one thing. Go, sell all that you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me." Disheartened by the saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How difficult it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." And the disciples were amazed at his words. But Jesus said to them, "Children, how difficult it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." And they were exceedingly astonished and said to him, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With man it is impossible, but not with God. For all things are possible with God." Peter began to say to him, "See, we have left everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the gospel, who will not receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first." In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. In our reading today, Jesus encounters a young man who seems very earnest in his desire to do the right thing. He desires eternal life, something he does not yet have. Jesus gives him the law. "If you are perfect, then you will naturally live forever." The young man's response already tells us he doesn't quite understand. If he had truly kept the law, he wouldn't be worried about eternal life. Still, it does seem his heart is in the right place. He's trying to do what God asked of him. So Jesus gives him one more direction. He must sell what he has and give it to the poor. It isn't that great wealth is necessarily bad. Wealth is a gift from God, like any other blessing. However, for this man, it had become a trap. It was one more temptation that showed how far from perfect he truly was. Jesus gives him this command to help him see that. Luther describes the various ways the law works, one of which is a mirror. When you look in the mirror, you can't hide all of the warts, filth, and blemishes. All of the sins we commit are right there in front of our eyes as soon as the law points them out. Whether we are tempted by greed, by a desire to throw off authorities, by a desire for luxury or fame or any other thing, the law shows us all of those sins for what they are. They are imperfections, and God demands perfection. If the young man sought to earn eternal life, he still had a very long way to go. Hopefully, he learns that his path will never succeed. Before Jesus encounters the young man, there's a brief scene with children who are being brought to receive a blessing. After Jesus chastises the disciples, he explains that children are an example of how we receive the kingdom of God. "As a parent, I know that anything my son might give me for my birthday was something I probably paid for. Whether he went to the store with my wife to buy it or whether he made it with craft supplies at our house, children have nothing of their own. Anything they have was first given to them. We are no different. We have nothing to offer God that's truly ours. The only thing of value we have to give God is what he first gave us, the life of his own son." We have no accomplishments, no awards, no riches worth anything to God. We have only the righteousness given to us by Christ. And like a father receiving a gift from his children, our Heavenly Father is delighted to receive it. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, whose grace always precedes and follows us, help us to forsake all trust in earthly gain and to find in you our heavenly treasure. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.